In the 14th chapter, we have a fuller description of how in this world we as individuals are caught. What are we? From where we emerge? And how we get entangled into this world? In other words, there is an exposition of the soul, bondage of the soul to prakriti, and the means by which one is liberated from the lower prakriti and enjoys the immortal dharma, the higher prakriti, the para prakriti. Therefore, the 14th chapter dwells largely upon the means by which the soul gets bound. Our present condition of bondage is described in the 14th chapter. And the means by which can be liberated is very briefly given. Very briefly, because the first 12 chapters were already an exposition of the liberation, how to liberate, by the three yogas. Therefore, here only a short reference is made to it. And how by these three yogas combined together in a synthetic manner will lead you to a liberation not only from nature, which is normally the understanding of the idea of liberation, but also when you are liberated in nature. It is a concept of a liberation, a concept of immortality, and both these words are used quite often in this chapter. Amritam Ashnute is a question of enjoyment of immortality. It's a liberation that gives you enjoyment of immortality. It is reminiscent of the Ishopanishad, where we are told, avidyaya mrityum tirtva, vidyaya amritam ashnute. By avidya you cross the death, and then by vidya you enjoy immortality. So amritam ashnute, enjoyment of immortality. In other words, how you transcend apara prakriti and go into para prakriti. And it is only when you are seated in para prakriti that you are really liberated. It's a very important concept of liberation. We shall come to this when we come to this 14th chapter. But we are only noting down here the main points which are made in these last six chapters. What is bondage? What is liberation? What is immortality? What is a passage from apara prakriti to para prakriti? And how liberation really means entering into para prakriti? And arrival at amritam dharma. The important word which is used is sadharmyam mukti. The liberation, which is a liberation by attaining oneness not only with the Supreme Lord in His silence, in His utter peace, not only in enjoyment of the embrace of the Lord, but even in action, in the processes of action, so that in every movement, action does not bind you. Just as Supreme Lord Himself acts, but is not bound by any action, similarly, you participate in the same status of the Supreme Lord. Just as He acts and does not get bound,